Rashi. So Abaya asked Rambo the case of the Chotzer, which is immediately adjacent to the Ben Apasim. Can you carry from the Chotzer to the Ben Apasim or back? Amalei Mutzer. The Holeka de Yurin Ben Apasim. The Listerulayo. There's nobody who lives in Apasim. So the Chotzer is one area. There's no second area which would create a halachic need for an area. So the heavy Mutzim Rishus, so the Rishus, we would consider him, he's taking from their Rishus, the Rishus of the Baalei Chotzer, into the Rishus of somebody else. Okay, so that's Mutzim. Shtayim Mai. Shtayim Zuei Tzuzuf. There's two Chatzeris next to each other, Umechitza Benem, which are separated. Rishtayim Roshan, Ben Apasim, both have access into Ben Apasim. So he said that case is also. You can't carry from there into the Ben Apasim. Can refarish time at Rafun, like Rafun explains.
Why every day you have everything? Every day you forget, you have a phenomenal memory. You remember everything, but you can't remember to be quiet when I say shir. Why?
So now we had a more machlokes between Rava and Rav Huna. If in a case if they'd made an error between the two chaseris, are they allowed to carry the Ben Apasim? Afilu irvu derech haPesach shem mechitza. There was a doorway between the two chaseris shebineim. The hashra chada ninu. So now they're really one. They've made an error, but they're really one area. So they're allowed to carry the Ben Apasim. So Rava said they're mutter. Rav Huna said they're aser. Okay. Well, Asher Nadari, they don't make each one Asher. Still, the Lachas Rav Huna said the Asher. Asher is a Taltam Yitarchal Ben Apasim. They can't carry from there to the Ben Apasim. Gzera Shemer Yermu Erev Moyol Ben Apasim. Because people will not necessarily notice there was a doorway there. And people will say what's combining the two is the area of Ben Apasim, the Shatif Chateris Yachat, to connect the two Chateris. They don't know there's a doorway. So the reason why they're not usher, both are usher to carry. You can't carry out into the Movi unless there is a sheet of Mavuos. So they'll say over here, this Ben Apasim is like the Movi. You can't carry from the two chateris into the Mavi unless you do a shituf. Hachinami mishum denostu eruvon ben apasim l'shatev. So they did a shituf from mavuos, which they put something down ben apasim. They act as a shituf l'shatev k'shituf shar mavuos like other mavuos. V'asi l'mishri nami l'haktus l'hoitzim ben apasim l'chateris kileka pesa benei. So they'll say, well, even if there's no door between the two, the Ben Apasim will act as the access between the two, act as the Mavui, which connects the two. Yovi Eruv Ba'achas Achatzeris, Derech Ben Apasim, combining them through the Pasim. Lahu Vari Lomahari doesn't work. You have a Mavui Sosim, which is Tikun, or should be Tikun, it's Masukun already. And it's closed off, it's longer than it is wide. This is totally open on four sides, it's not a Mavi. There's no such chapter. Rabbi says, the Ruba Irbu Mutu, the Kima, the Irbu Derek Pesa should be named, since there was an air through the doorway, the access point of the doorway. The Chad Rishus, who is one Rishus, the Osan Adari. Lachzer, Luchashin, we're not worried about this possible Gzer. So we're asked the Kasha and Ravuna from Bryce, which says that it's Mutter. The Hadron of Arvun, Shinifrits of Benayim, Pirits of Gedoyla, Bisseifa, Shagolu, the Chol, Shabasur Shachasi. It's such a large Pirtsa that everybody can tell that it's one Rishus. So I was understanding that's at the front, when he says Beseva means as it's going towards the Ben Apasim, so it's obvious to everybody there's a pirtzut between the two of them. The actual picture that we had in this Maariv had the picture in the back. So I don't know why it's so obvious. And the picture they have in the Rashi has the pirtzut all the way at the other end. So somebody who's been a pasim doesn't see that pirtzut at all. Right? So I'm not sure why, you know, I guess we'll assume that's also, they felt that was also good. But the way I was understanding it was that the pirtza was all the way at the front, right near the Ben Apasim. So you're setting Ben Apasim, you would see that pirtza. So you'd understand that the connection between the two isn't through the Ben Apasim, it's because of the pirtza between the two walls, between the two chatzeres. Okay, so the Gemara. So this is the last question of this series of questions. If the water ran out on Shabbos, so may you continue to carry Ben Apasim. Amalei, the Rabbi said, "Klum nasas mechitza ela b'shul mayim, mayim en kan, mechitza en kan." This kula the Chazal created to consider Ben Apasim a mechitza was only when there was water, only for the purpose of giving water to the animals. There's no water, there's no need for the hatcher. So the halachic status of the mechitza's bottle. Boy Ravin. So now Ravin asks the question. Yavshu mayim b'shabbos, so which it loses its status of a mechitza. And then a bowl b'shabbos, new water came in on Shabbos. So mahu, does it go back to its heter? I'm only a buy it. Yavshu b'shabbos like the boy lechod, the boy may name the mara pashut li the osir. Already asked the rabbi that the first half Yavshu b'shabbos is osir. That we know. So what's the question? So now it's the second half. Well, that bowl nami loti boy lechot. So when it fills up with water on Shabbos, that's not a shayla. The high level mechitza suyah is Shabbos. So it's like if it became a mechitza on Shabbos. The tanya kol mechitza hasuyah b'Shabbos. We have this price that mishef to Shabbos. Any mechitza which is made on Shabbos, be mishayga be mameizah be ma'an tzim berotzer shema mechitza. It's a valid mechitza even though it was made on Shabbos.
Don't we have a concept that if there's no erev, an erev Shabbos, that's what's machriya?
Well, we had the discussion before, what's the loch of erev? That's true, that's when it comes to erev, but this is a question of mechitza, not a question of erev.
Okay.
Right? So the more says the mechitza is a mechitza, the metzius is that it's enclosed. So over here, for water purposes, this is considered a mechitza.
You say the Erev has to be there before Shabbos and this. And what difference? Okay, so it's Mechitza, but so what?
Erev is, we're defining you as a group. So Chazal said this Chiddush that we're going to define people as a group because they came together for a meal. Yes. That is defined at the beginning of Shabbos. What type of group are you? So you can't change your status of a group in the middle of Shabbos. But a wall is a wall.
So this is saying if there's an unfenced, if there's a backyard, if there's an enclosed area that has a space in the wall such that you can't carry, right. But some kids or an adult on Shabbos finishes the fence or builds a fence on an area,
right.
That would count to enclose it for...
Correct.
Okay.
For the Merkasha, so by saying it's a mutter, what do you mean? Well, didn't we learn about this price? Amar of Nachman, Lo Shanu El Lizrik, Avol Tzal Toloi. That which it gets to dinner mechitza means made a rice. It's a mechitza. A person would throw from Shulz Rabim into the Shulz Yachid. He's chayiv skila, but you can't carry there. We're going to punish you. We're going to not permit tiltal based on the action of making it on Shabbos. Mirabanan, obviously. The Mor says no. Ki itmar. That was going the case when a person did a b'mezid. So as a kanas of making a b'mezid, we're not going to allow the person to carry them. We're going to so it's only but this case is where it happened, the water came in on Shabbos, that was Mamela, that there was no action of any person, there's no kanas in that scenario, so the person would be allowed to carry in that situation also. Okay, see Rashi. Yopshu Mayim B'Shabbos Ma'ot, about halfway down the page. Ma'ot Talta Ben Apasim, can you carry? Mir Minan Shabbos Hoyal V'Hutra Hutra. So do you say, is Minan Shabbos, this Ben Apasim area was Mutter to carry, so even though the water dried out, it's still Mutter. So Makim and the Heter Pasim, and El Mishu Mayim, Vare Yopshu V'Osir, there's no water, so it's Osir. V'Kol Pasi B'Ros, because that's in any scenario of a Pasi B'Ros. So Rabbi said back, Klum Nas is Mechitza, that Klara, Klum Hutra Mechitza Kazuela Mishumayim. This is really a very minimal Mechitza, which really Chazal will not have been Matar. Chazal will only Matar because of the need for the water. So the water is gone, it's not going to be a Mutar. Okay, it came along Robin and said, Yav Shumayim B'Shabbos, Uchazu Bog Shamim Boi B'Yom, and then it rained. And the cistern filled up. My mir min and chazu pasim leter and arishin letal to bezechen. Do they go back to their head? So he said, "Okay, let's think." The first step, which is yav shua min edim. I asked my master, Rabbi Shoyer Rabbi. I asked my Rebbe, and he told me that was awesome. That's the question. If the water rained, then the mutter, the kaimalon ko mechitza nasas b'shabbos from mechitza made on Shabbos is available mechitza. What do you mean? Renachman said, "Lo shana d'shmo mechitza el lizrik." Shabzark mirshas rabim the tzorcha chayev mirayis about a mechitza. Yes, it's available mechitza. Mirayis and therefore he's chayev. Avol talt also mirabona gozer leh, but it's also mirabona. Where's that amazing? Nachman's halacha is in a case of mezid. The kanas or kansua, there's a kanas. Alba shugging mutter. V'hod anas is me'eleha. So in this case, it wasn't mezid or b'shugging. It happened on its own. Kol shken the mutter. Obviously, that's mutter. Okay. Something more. Amar Rabbi Itamar. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, the Amara said. Hazurik the band of Pase be rose sky. A person would throw from the Rishus Rabim to the area around inside the Pasim is Chayiv for the Malacha of Hachnosa being mafless from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachim for the Merkash of Shita. Obviously, Gilav Mechitza here, is this not a valid Halacha Mechitza deraisa? So it means midrashes to Rishus Rabim. The bore is Rishus Yachid, so there's no way that you can take water out of it. Hechim Rishtarile the Malus. So obviously the Ben Apasim area becomes Rishus Yachid, so you're allowed to carry and take the water out. Because if it doesn't work, it remains Rishus Rabim. You can't draw any water. So what's the Kiddush? The more answers, Lo Tzricha the Ovid Ke'ein Pase Biros Rishus Rabim. They enclosed an area like Pase Biros, but there was no bore. Vizark L'Secha. In that case, it's Chayv. The more says, I understand. So you're thinking that the derisive they could change from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid with the Pase Biros is because there's a bore there. The boar isn't mala umarid in regards to the change of the Rishus Yachid part. It might be mirabon, and they're not going to rely on it unless there's a boar, but not miraisa. You're talking about the raisa level. If miraisa is not a mechitza, what is the boar going to help? Where it says loy tzricha, the chiddush is awagav the kobaki barabim. Even though it was made up in such a way where the flow of traffic continues through the Pasi B'Ros. So you would think that these mechitzas are not valid to make an addition to the Yochid if the Rabim continues to flow through that area. Father Markasha, my Kamashalon, so what are you telling me? that the flow of the rabbim does not remove the status of a mechitza which is there. That's the chiddush. But the problem is, Omer Rabbi Elazar Chad is in the Rabbi Elazar already said that. So what's this chiddush Rabbi Elazar is saying over here? He already said that you saw it, that rabbim is not mevatel the mechitza. Where do you see that?
Yeah. This Rabbi Elazar is a Tana Amora.
Amora.
Amora. Okay. So the I think he already said that. Maybe when he already said that, it's what he's saying this time.
Well, we have. Well, the Gemara is going to come back to that. That's not preferred usually in the Gemara. The Gemara is when you have different sentences said by him. It wasn't necessary to do that. Furthermore, Kasha Omer Rabbi Elazar Chadazim, the Tnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda says Imoy Shederach Rishis Rama Mafsakoson Mafsakoson Yisakel Lestadim. When you made the Pasi Beros, it's a Mishnah later on in the Perek. You made Pasi Beros. But the Rabbim is continuing to walk through there. You must divert traffic that they should not walk through the Pasi Beros. You don't need to do that. And on that Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar de Amri, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, who sat together jointly, they both said, "Kan adichel kerchen shamachitzes." Here's where the Mishnah, the Chachamim, told me how significant the power of machitzes are, even though you have this rabbim. Remember, picture Rashi's rabbim, 600,000 people flowing through this doorway, this area, that machitzes is a machitza, and it's Rishis Liyot. The Morris says, Rabbi Elazar already said that. The Morris says, no. Imi hosum habamina kanabal asirle. He's saying, yeah, that's what the Chum say. It doesn't mean we paskin like that. Over here, Kamashalon Khan, he's saying this is the halacha. That it's still Rosh Hashanah. Fedmer Kasha, Vale Maha, Vale Boy Hach. So then, if so, so just say this statement, I won't need that statement. That he's saying halacha lamaisa, we pass like the Chacham. You're right that he never really discussed that other case, but people derived what he said from what he said here, what he would hold over there. Just want to point out that Rabbi Yochanan over there actually holds Kamal Asirle. Rabbi Yochanan is not passing like the Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan over there actually, the worst is Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Chacham say that, but we don't pass him like that. So that's why it's significant. This idea of Kamal Asirle is significant because he's lumped together with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan actually says we don't pass him like the Chacham. It's like Rashi. Hazarek. It's four lines up before the end of the narrow lines. Hazarek Mishas Rabim, the Ben Apasim shall be rose. The person throws Mishas Rabim to the area of Ben Apasim is Chayiv Chatas. Mishas Yochid Mal Yosahu. It's a full, bona fide Mishas Yochid. Ilav mechitza versus the tabius. Ilav mechitza mid raisa. It was not a valid mechitza the raisa. The shavuye mir rishus yochid the zvika to create a din of rishus yochid that regards to the melacha of hitzor and hafnasa. Say heichish rabbanon lemalos lahitzi rishus yochid rishus rabbim mishum doichik. Say achazal say listen, you know, we need the water. The boars rishus yochid will take this thing which isn't anything, doesn't do anything mid raisa. It's still Rishus Ram the Raisa, allow you to take water out of Rishus Yochid. It's impossible. So what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? That's obvious. These mechitzas made a Raisa work. More answers can't possibly be rose. The Vayin board. There was no board there. More says it's Vayin Shambor. More says the case was that Rishus Ram was there. It was Mefaskeson, Maf Sakton probably. Shein Shom Derech. There's no way to go around, and so people are walking through the Ben Apasim. So Yehuda says, "You shall kind of start it." Those who dress the Rambam about the mechitzah. So he holds that the flow of the Rambam will be about the din of the mechitzahs over here. So you must divert traffic. Chazal were teaching you how powerful mechitzas are, that even though the Rambam flows through there, mechitzas are still valid. Okay. What to the hakim of the bear? The mission said you're allowed to bring the walls as close as you want to the bear, as long as you leave an area which is rosha verubai of the animal. So that when the Morse before that was 2 amas. They can't go, they have to be at least 2 amas away from the boar. Okay, so the Gemara. Tanan Hosa. Lo yamad adam rishus yachid, b'yishter rishus rabim. A person cannot stand in one rishus and drink in another rishus. Or rishus yachid, b'yishter rishus rabim. Elim kain machas, rishus rubin, the welcome rishus. He has to, even though he's standing in rishus rabim, he has to lean forward the majority of his body into rishus yachid if he wants to take the drink of rishus yachid, or vice versa. Assuming that he's drinking with a kli, we're afraid if he doesn't, we don't ask him to put his whole body there, he might draw the kli to himself from one rishus to the other. He puts the majority of his body there, so he's going to drink there and use the kli there. That's the Gabi Shabbos. The mission continued. Bechein begas. This halacha also applies in regards to a case of drinking wine by the gas, which is the pit where after you crush the grapes, that the wine flows into and it sits there and ferments. So is there chiyuv meiser? So we the halacha is to drink before you take off chumas and meisers, derech aroi is mutter. To drink derech keva is aser. So not in the washab, this is a halach and hichos meisers. So Chazal said, if a person wants to take a cup and pull some out of the vat and drink it, that's not considered derech keva and it's not chayim chumas and meisers. But the only way matter it, if a person is machtes rosha v'rubai into the area to drink. Rashi says it's there because if you mix it with hot water is kaveya. That's, I mean, you're making a drink out of it, right? That's considered like a kviyas. And the derech was they used to mix the wine with water. So if your mouth is rosh v'rubah, they said you're drinking alagas, will not consider it, even though you mix it with hot water, it's not considered a kviyas. Otherwise, we consider that it's a kviyas. So you have to put rosh v'rubah in. Okay, so Gabi Adam Ha'omer, the boy Rosh Haruba. So we have clearly by this in this Mishnah that for a person to drink on Shabbos, he must have Rosh Haruba in the area to allow him to drink. Gabi Paro Mibinan Lo Rosh Haruba Oiloy. Must you have the Rosh Haruba of the Paro in the area to allow the person to give his Paro to drink? So the Mor is going to come back to the quote from the Mishnah, but the Mor wants to clarify what's the question exactly. So kolhecha dekonoket mona v'leinoket lo. When you're holding the kli with the water, but not the animal, there's no question. We need the majority of the animal inside, because over there there's a very strong concern. If not, the animal will pull its head back, and the person will move with the animal holding the container for the animal and take duhitsa from Ben Apasim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, to the Rosh Hashanah. So that's not my shayla. Kiti Bordecha, where's my question? Hecha de noket mona ben noket lo. He's holding the animal, he's holding the kli, so the animal ain't going anywhere, he's holding an animal. So did the Chazal say in that situation, we need Rosh Hashanah or not? So that's the question.
What's the problem for the person? The animal can, the person's holding a container, and the concern. And, a person has to be within the enclosure, their head and most of their body, to be able to drink within it, carry it within it.
Because otherwise you're afraid he's going to bring the kli to himself. He sticks his head in and drinks. He's not. It's not a malacha.
So this is unlike...
it's a gzeira.
Is it for sukkah where... How much of you has to be in the sukkah?
That's because there's a lach of dira, right? That's a lach.
Okay. So even though it's the same measure, as I recall.
Right. It's exair. It's not a derisive issue.
Okay.
So the Mora says, do we apply the same type of exera we have over there to over here? The argument being, over there, the person's drinking, he's going to forget. Here he's feeding the animal, he's in control of the situation, and things will be fine, or not. Amalei, so he said back, now who is the he's already? We got the he's already. Doesn't say who the he's are. Okay. Amalei, Tinitua, what's it? Farisha Mishnah. Well, Vach, they pour Rosha, Baruba, Mivifnim, Vishaisa. The majority of the animal has to be inside. My love, the Nokit law, the Nokit Mala, isn't the case where he's holding the animal and the Kli. Versus law, no, the case is the Nokit Mala, the Nokit law, the case is he's holding the Kli and not the animal. That's you need Rosha, Baruba. But a case where he's holding both, you don't need Rosh HaMerubai possibly. For the Markasha. V'chi nokit mona, v'le nokit lo mishori. Is that true? So maybe that case is the case where you're holding the Kli and not the animals. Even with Rosh HaMerubai, it's not mutter. Is that case mutter? But Tanya, I have a bride, so we seem to say that case is osir. So the only case which is mutter is when you're holding both, and still the Mishnah says you need Rosh HaMerubai. Where do you see that the case where you're holding the kli but not the animal is osur? Vatanya, lo yimala odom mayim, vitir b'shabas if they behemtoy. You can't fill up water and then put it down in front of the animal. Rashi says, means you're holding the kli still. Avamamalahu b'shoifech v'yishoisameyalev. If there's like a trough there, you could draw water out of the well, pour the water into the trough, and let the animal drink. But you can't hold on to the kli and have the animal drinking. Now, the Rashi points out that this, later on, it's clear from the rest of the Brisa, this case is a case of Pasi Birdos. So since you can't do it, it doesn't differentiate whether how much is inside and not inside, etc. So the case can't be you're holding both, because then there's no case which is mutter. So must be holding both, it's mutter. Where's the case where, in this case, if you're not holding both, you're only holding the kli, that's also. When you're holding neither, means you pour the water into the trough, it said it's mutter. Okay? So now, what? There's not a problem, you have the pasi biros, but the point being now, so therefore when the Mishnah says that you have to have the majority inside, what was the case? If you're not holding the animal, it's not mutter, period. So the case which is only mutter if you're holding both, and still the Mishnah says you need Rosh HaBurubu inside, so you've answered our question. Our question was, do you need the majority of the animal inside when you're in the case of pasi biros? The answer is yes. Samora says no. Itmar Allah, we said in regard to this Braisa that Abaya has a whole different way to understand the case of the Braisa. So the case of the Braisa is not relevant to this discussion, and therefore we can go back to our assumption that I could learn up the mission. The case of the mission was the case where you're holding the Kli, not the animal, then you need Rosh HaMerubai. You're holding both, you don't need Rosh HaMerubai. So what's this case over here that you cannot do? So in the case of Benah Pasim, even just holding the Kli and not the animal is mutter, as long as the Rosh HaMerubai is inside. That's what I'll tell you. In the case where you don't have Rosh, you're holding both, you don't need Rosh HaMerubai. What's the case of Rashi says that it's Osir? Hacha be'evus ha'imed b'shus ha'rabim. Berechav Dalar. Berechav Echad Nichlus Ben Apasim. The way Rashi learns the case, there was an Avis is the trough. There's a trough right, which is immediately outside of the house, which you use to feed the animal from the house, and it continues out into the street, into Ben Apasim. So this trough is immediately next to the house on one side, and it's Ben Apasim on the other side. And he's so here we have a situation where this trough leaves the Ben Apasim, goes to the air, which is Rishus Rabbah. But the trough itself is 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high. So the trough itself is Rishus Yavim. So now we have a situation where there's potential for a person to walk from the Ben Apasim to where the trough is, which is in the Rishus Rabbah, and do something over there. What are we worried about? He's about to pour the water into the Avis. He sees that there's some damage. So he's carrying the pail. He says, oh, there's a problem with there. Walks out with his pail, fixes the thing. Meanwhile, he carries the pail out from the Ben Apasim to Rishus Rabbah. He takes the pail with him, the bucket with him. That was the bucket. That's the concern. That's why you can't do that. Morris says, no. We all make zeris for Isurim Deraisa. If that's what we're worried about, that case is not Chayiv Deraisa. If you have the Mima Chayiv, that case is not Chayiv. Why? Omer Rav Safra, Omer Rav Avi, Omer Rav Yochanan. We had this back in the first parak in Shabbos. I'm a father of Chafetza, Mizobis to Zobis. A person picked up something to move from one corner in the Rishus Yochid to the other. So at the moment of that Kira, he had no intention to do a Hitzah. His intention was to move it from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house. And then, as he's walking, he says, he decided to take it outside. So it comes out that he did a Hitzah. Lach is potter. Shahayis Akir Mishar Rishon Lekach, because the Kira wasn't with intent for Hitzah. So here's the case, your case, is he picked up the pail with intention to put it in the trough in the Ben Apasim, which is mutter, because that is Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. Meanwhile, he walked out carrying the pail. The kira wasn't for that purpose. That case is not going to be chayiv, so why would you make a gzeira because of that case? Morris says, what are you afraid of? Zimman the Misakinle goes and fixes the trough. Vahadar Mayale. So he puts the pail down, Rishus Rabbah, which that's not Chayiv the Rice, because he had no intention to take it out from the Ben Apasim, which is Rishus Yochid, to the Rishus Rabbah. So he put it down. I'm not saying you should do this, but he's not Chayiv. Fixes the trough, then he picks up the pail. What does he do? He pours the water from the pail into the trough. Well, the trough is Rishus Yochid. The pail was sitting in Rishus Rabbah. Now there was an intentional act of picking up from the Rishus Rabbah to pour into the Rishus Yochid, but that's going to be Chai. He's going to then pour the water in. So that's the case of that the Bryce is talking about, that you cannot do. But so means our question stands: what's the law in a case where you're holding the animal and the kli? Do you need Rosh Merubai? If you're holding the animal, excuse me. If you're holding the kli and not the animal, then you need Rosh Merubai. If you're holding the animal and the kli and the animal, we don't know. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is on the third line from the bottom. What's the hakriv? What's he? You're holding the clean, not the animal. You need Rosh Hashanah. When you're holding both, it's a suffix. I explained the Mishnah already. Okay. If you don't have Rosh Aruba inside, we're afraid that the person will just jerk back to where his feet are and take the kli which has the with him, which went from one Rosh to the other. That's the problem. You also need Rosh Aruba in the case of the gas, the vat. First, Perik Basser, Lian Meiser. The issue is a case of Meiser. The Kokama Shuba Gas, Shaisid Bloy Meiser, all the gas. While you're by the gas, you can drink without taking off Meiser. Because it's the Derech Harun. Of the Hotim and the gas, she is Kevahu. The takeaway out of the gas and drink already, that's considered she is Kevahu, which is Chayav and Meiser. Well, a gas filled with moisture becomes and the havele keva lechoshem lekeva hosim. Mercy later on, even in the case where you mix it with hot water, which normally that's considered kvius, is not a kvius al gas. So that you give the animal the drink in the ben apasim, which is rishus yochid. The animal is standing outside rishus rabim. Do you need rishus rubin? Hechel the nokat mona shehi shoyse by. He's holding the kli, the bucket. He's not holding the animal, but after with its reins or with its collar, after the reins. You don't have the control to prevent it from tilting its head out. The animal sometimes does it, like swings its head out. You're not holding the reins to stop him from doing that. So there's no question. You're afraid that the animal will swing its head out and you'll swing the kli with it. That's a problem. But where's the question? The question is, you're holding both. So Mor says, well, it says you need Rosh Harubai. The Mor says, no, that's a case where you're holding the kli and not the animal. The Mor says, you're holding the kli and not the animal. It's not with her at all. He's a lonokal or mishar, lechos a kli. So you're allowed to hold the kli and not the animal. Even though they're made properly, if you have the majority of the animal inside, it's still osur. Now the case has to be, if you put the water down at all, so what's the problem? The case is you're holding the kli. You can't hold the kli while the animal is drinking. It's a brisa later, which is quoted later, talking about pasi b'ros. So it's a case of pasi b'ros. It says you can't do it. Now what's the case? The case is you're holding the kli and not the animal. If you're holding the animal also, for the also, and it's still osur. So lama hutzuchu rosha v'ru b'fnim. So where's the case of Rosh Aruba 15? It doesn't help me. It's still osur. Al pshita the beloy nokat law. The case has to be a case where you're not holding the animal. So that's also period. Masisa the shari is bit of nokat law. The case with the mission is mutter is when you're holding the animal. And still the mission says you need uktani Rosh Aruba 15. So Morris says, no. Abaya says that the case is talking about something else. Totally. Klamer. Hayit merlaw. Klamer. Kiba in Rosh Aruba. I'll tell you this: when you're holding both, because you don't need Rosh Aruba at all. You're holding the kli, not the animal. You need Rosh Aruba. This case is an osur. It's a totally different case. Come on, keep it in Rosh Aruba, but lay knocking. If you have a Rosh Aruba, shari, it's mutter even without holding it. Bryce is telling you, lo yimali, Ethan who answered the behemoth. You can't give the animal to drink. The behem eaten who ate the behem they can't give the animal to drink. Hotirza by the come on a bike spins around the lab and behemah medes versus the rab and veresh ruba ben apasim his skin. Well, it wasn't the case. A case of apasim b'rose, and the animal is in the apasim b'rose. Al behemah medes by is the case of the animals in the house. The chalodes psuchas lord versus the rab and has the access from the house to the rab. Behemah psuchas lord lefanel. There's an avus which is. Right outside the window of the animal, rishus harabim, and it's in the rishus harabim. The boy asar baruch of dal. I don't know how he got rishus exactly, but he put his avis in the rishus harabim, and it's It's 10 high, 4 wide. That Rosh Hashanah, the Avis is the Rosh Hashanah. So you can reach out from the Shazayach and put fodder in the there for the animal and have of the animal drink, eat. So you also, for eating it, use it for drinking. So now, he said, you need to give animals the drink. So he says, the other end goes to Ben Apasim. So normally he goes and pours water into the, goes out to the Ben Apasim, pours water into the Avis. The water flows from there towards the house, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is fine. And the animal sticks his head out and drinks. So that's what he normally does. But you can't go out to draw the water. You can't carry the kli. So the case which we're suggesting is that the person is walking carrying the kli in the avis. So the kli is inside the avis, the kli is in Shesu Yochid, and he's schlepping it along inside the avis. That's awesome. Even we have a rule, normally a person can stand in one Rishus and move something in the other Rishus. You can't do that over here. Morris says, what are we worried about? Because Dilma, ki boy la nuche deli al roisha avis. So I mean, sometimes you don't want to pour the water in over there by the Ben Apostle. You want to pour it in by near the window of the house. So you want to stick it in the avis, schlep it along. What are we worried about? Worried about chazal the avis to mekalka b'rashi. See, there's a problem. Shesus rabbi. Uminchi, he forget. V'dori le the devil. He'll hold the kli bad day. V'azal l'skune. He'll hold the carry the kli while he's going to fix the avis. Kamapik me ben apasim shesus rabbi. He's carrying from out from the ben apasim to shesus rabbi. Hechol lo yonichenu. So the only case is the mutter is you pour the water directly into the avis, but you cannot, we cannot allow you to carry the kli. We tell you the only case is the mutter is you pour the water in and that's it.
Is this repair he might be doing to the trough from
Maybe, yeah, maybe no. Well, not necessarily be a derisive. But the problem is the hitzos, the raisa. Okay. Let's just finish up the raisa. Can you come me mechayim? Ki akir b'shus yachid adai tel anuchay b'shus yachid pitim b'shus yachid b'na pasim to put it into the in the avis of b'shus yachid. V'inchi, he forgot. V'afki b'shus yachid carried b'shus yachid. Me mechayim me the raisa. Is that a case of the raisa? The leagues are abundant. In case he didn't do it, it's also because he might do it, and even if he does, not the raisa. So it's like kiri rishon lekar. Shabbos melechus moshevus. Also, it has to be with intention. It's kavan lekar. Elosh shogag v'shabbos kasev rishayim chali fer shabbos. But he knew what he was doing. Or melechus with intention. He thought this melechus mutter. Avol ki loy niskaven. He had no intention to do it at all. You shouldn't make a case which is mutter also to a case which even if you do it it's not the raisa. So the case is that we're afraid he's going to go out, put the kli down in the Shesu Rabim and then fix the thing and then pick it up from the Shesu Rabim and pour it into the trough, and that's a problem. But in my love, the Dabla and Avis, the Bosh of the Tak, David Ka'akar, Lame Shesu Rabim, Adaita, Lanuchi, Shesu Yachim. There was an action of Akira with intent. Okay. Okay. So I'll do here.